The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, we have lots of texts coming in for our competition this morning on what you wish you could say in your out-of-office voicemail or email. I have some more here. Dimpna says, I'm out of the office and I'm not coming back. That sounds pretty good. Fintan in Galway says, I'm out of the office indefinitely because if the pandemic has taught me anything, it's to live your life and only do what makes you happy. I'm not sure what I'd make if I heard that one or read it. Fiona says, I'm out of the office with no access to emails as the bog ain't got broadband. Very good. And thank you very much for all of those. Well, I'm joined now by 2FM's Afric O'Connell. Afric, we're talking about out-of-office replies. It's the season for the out-of-office message. Have you ever used anything like that or wanted to use something like that?
I've wanted desperately to use something like that many times. You know that turning on your out-of-office is, you know that photo of Nicole Kidman after she divorced Tom Cruise and she's just praise hands to the sky. She's ready. But it's so funny to hear you read those texts because people are kind of reclaiming their time after the pandemic with more sort of defiant out of offices and sort of putting a boundary back on when it's okay to contact them.
And talking about boundaries, there have to be sort of corporate boundaries inevitably as to what you could say in the out of office.
Oh yeah.
Are there good examples of where maybe companies have let employees cut loose a bit?
Some companies are actually quite good at this. Daimler, formerly Daimler Chrysler, they implemented this thing called a holiday mailbox. So a lot of people will be familiar with this problem when you come back from your holidays to 3,000 unread emails. What Daimler did was they set up a holiday mailbox policy, which meant that any mail sent to the person while they were away would be automatically deleted. The sender would receive a notification, but the recipient would know nothing about them and they wouldn't be waiting there accusingly in their inbox when they got back to
but
work.
That's a great idea.
It's a brilliant idea. And it's just kind of because the best advice I ever got was when you come back, just delete your unread emails, because if they haven't figured out a way through it by the time you get back, they'll email again. It's no problem.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
During the pandemic then, have we seen a bit of a change in style with some of the out of office?
I think so, because obviously a lot of people were thrust into this working from home situation that they hadn't been in before. They were maybe, when kids were off school and stuff like that, they were trying to balance, say, childcare or homeschooling or all these kinds of different things with their work life as well. So the University of Sheffield actually did a really good initiative, which was to advise staff to write a message in a special out-of-office template it created for the employees who were COVID remote working. And that was to let the senders know that the recipient was either in a remote working situation or balancing homeschooling or any number of situations, and to not expect a reply immediately so that the person wasn't put under that extra pressure, which is a really good initiative and very good working practice, I think.
Are there cultural differences between out of offices?
Oh, yes.
In different places? There was a sort of a Twitter thread between Europeans and Americans.
I loved this so much. I think here in Ireland, we like to think we're a bit closer to Boston than Berlin, say, when it comes to work practices. But we should sometimes take a leaf out of like our Italian friends book, our Mediterranean friends book, because I saw a tweet a couple of days ago from a girl called Katie, who's a freelance marketer. And she said, you have to respect one of my clients based in Italy, who upon receiving an email from me yesterday responded with, Katie, today in Rome, it's a day for living on the beach, and ignored all her questions afterwards. That's kind of good. There's also, as well, I saw one during the week an American said, if you get a European out of office, they usually say, I'm away camping for the summer, email again in September. An American out of office will say, I have left the office for 2 hours to undergo kidney surgery, but you can reach me on my cell anytime. Just can't get over it.
Any other favourites you've come across?
Well, one of my absolute favourites was legendary RTE producer Ian Wilson was always good for a bounce back. He had several over the years, and I was talking to him during the week and some of them got him in trouble. And when he was in holidays, once he left a voicemail message on his phone which asked people to decide who should buy 2FM to take it private. It was press 1 for Dennis O'Brien, press 2 for Liberty Global, and press 3 for Rupert Murdoch.
No. He probably got a load of messages to deal with.
I'm sure he did.
Are there sort of do's and don'ts or protocols around it?
I think everybody obviously will have their own experience with their own workplace, but what I have found really helpful is to not promise things that you're not going to be able to deliver in your out of office. So if you're not going to be checking email over the time that you're off, say that you're not checking email. It'll lead people not to expect a reply and find someone else to deal with the problem. That's fine. If you're not going to be able to respond to thousands of emails on your return, like I said, don't say that you will. And if there's someone covering you on your time off, put their contact info on your email, but also get their permission, because that has happened
that could go horribly wrong a number of times to me. And of course, say when you'll be back, even if you may want to say never, but you should say when you're going to be back.
Do let them know.
Afric, thank you very much from 2FM, Afric O'Connell. Thank you very much for joining us with all of that.